Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I was just about to do a post on AgWired.com this morning about farmer usage of computers and the internet and how do we as marketers measure traffic and results and ROI in terms of online ways that we're trying to connect with farmers or to consumers for that matter. And lo and behold, I receive a press release from Nicholson Kovac that has to do with a survey that they just conducted to find out how, in this case, particularly corn and soybean growers are engaging in social media. And so just very timely, and with me in this week's program, I have Cherie Johnson with Nicholson Kovac, who is going to share some information about the results of their survey. And so we're kind of going to go through this with a little bit of the information about who was surveyed and what the methodology was, and then some of those key findings that I think any of us involved in agri-marketing today would be very interested to learn, since, you know, I'd say I have probably done more Twitter presentations than this year than anything else I've done. So I'm glad that we now have some really good, solid information we can look to. And so, Cherie, I'm very glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Chuck. How are you this morning?
I'm doing better, getting over a little problematic bout with pneumonia that kind of hit me in the middle of the summer, which really wasn't in my plans at the beginning of the summer, let's put it that way. But all is well or getting well, and looking forward to being back out on the road next at Farm Progress Show. And
right.
I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing some Nicholson Kovac folks there.
We'll be there.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk about this survey. I know you just released some key findings from that today. And I guess, first of all, in terms of an agency like yours conducting a survey to find out how farmers are engaging in social media, especially text messaging, since, you know, although we know how many farmers have computers based on the latest National Ag Statistics Service survey, I dare say most all of them have got a mobile phone of some kind. So first of all, tell me just what prompted you to do this, and what did you hope to find out of this survey?
Well, Chuck, we serve both agricultural and other business-to-business as well as consumer clients, and we had a lot of research in the consumer area about usage and growth and profile of the new media tools, be it mobile or social media. And so we were a little frustrated by the lack of insight on grower and producer usage. And we, you know, there are some things around, and so it was kind of piecemeal, but they weren't quite answering all the questions that we had. And so there was really nothing comprehensive to provide any type of statistical data. And so we decided to create our own survey, and we're excited to kind of share it with a lot of people because we know that is a information void out there.
Well, who did you survey, and how was that conducted?
Well, we did telephone interviews in May with approximately 250 growers. We decided to qualify the growers and just focus on one of the larger agricultural segments and focus on corn and soybean growers. And they had to have at least 100 acres or more. But what we ended up with was very large growers because that was kind of our intent. So they have an average of 1,500 acres. We did pre-qualify them by having a computer with internet access and having a mobile cell phone. And so, you know, we wanted to talk to those that had those tools, which is a large percentage to begin with. All respondents had to be the owner-operator of the farm contacted.
Okay, well, looking then at what you found out, why don't you just kind of give us a summary here of what some of those key findings were?
Yeah, I think one of the big things that kind of blew us away was the texting. We knew that they're using their telephones for, various tools and things like that. But I'll tell you, 62% of them have said that they have sent or received text messages on a regular basis, and they're using all kinds of things for their phones. We know that's a mobile tool, and they're using it when they're out in their field, when they're talking to their farm support staff, and you know, some of them are seed dealers when they're using them to talk to customers. And so, they're 63% are taking photos with their mobile phones. A good percentage are using them to access the internet and to take videos. 19% of them are using it just for email. So they've got PDAs and they're out there using their BlackBerries. They're accessing GPS with it. So that was a big aha for us. In terms of looking at that, but beyond the mobile phone usage, we also went and looked at a variety of other things in terms of internet usage. And one of the things that we really wanted to find out is how they're accessing their internet in terms of high speed, because that's a big topic of conversation with the federal stimulus bill wanting to grow a high-speed usage in rural markets and whatnot. And so we found out that 41% of those with high-speed internet at home are accessing it through a satellite, and then 30% through a phone service, and then 14% still are on dial-up. Again, these are bigger growers, so that's a little bit higher than what you would see elsewhere, for instance, in the census of ag. Mm-hmm. And then 12% are accessing it through cable. I think the thing about this is when you look at satellite and dial-up together, dial-up being 14% and satellite being 41% for a total of 55%, 55% of them are accessing the internet via a format that causes a little bit more performance issues, if you will, than if they were accessing it via another way, because the satellite goes down and dial-up is slow. So,
yeah, well, and when it comes to the infrastructure that's out there, like you said, there's been a lot of work on the part of USDA through grant or guaranteed loans in recent years, and now, of course, with this new stimulus, we're hoping to see that continue to grow and improve so that they have more options like DSL or cable, et cetera, out there.
We think that's really going to grow within the next 2 years. So,
yeah.
And then when we looked at their use of the internet for their farm operation, 88% of them are using it for, of course, email. And no surprise that 86% are using it for weather and 85% using it to access market reports. But 76% of growers visit manufacturers' websites, and that was quite comforting to hear, because I know that I think our marketers are putting a lot of time and investment and sweat equity into getting good sites out there, and it revealed that the growers do go to the sites for information. I think the other after that it kind of drops off. 61% then goes to news sites and so forth.
Yeah. Well, if you next time you do it, maybe we can slide in there. How many of them go to agwire.com or one of our websites too?
I think one of the big things that is out of the study is the whole social media area.
Yeah.
And first of all, we wanted to understand if they understood what this meant. So we gave them a description. We said, a social networking or professional networking site focuses on building online communities of people who share interests and or activities and provides ways for users to interact via posts, email, instant messaging. And then we said, well, so how familiar would you say you are with these types of sites? And, 62% said not at all familiar. And so we thought, well, okay, there's a ways to go there. And then 11% said very familiar and 27% said somewhat familiar. But then when we had them on the phone and we started asking about specific sites and brand names of sites, such as Facebook and LinkedIn and MySpace and Twitter and so forth, they actually knew what those were. So they knew what those were, but they didn't know they were social networking. So there's some confusion again that exists among what the category is or what the label we all are putting on it as marketers. They just know it from the brand name. So, right. You know, we thought that was very interesting from that standpoint. So 44% of these growers have visited or been on Facebook. And while Twitter has rapidly grown the last 6 months in particular, we have 6% of our total respondents say that they are on Twitter. And I think that's a fairly interesting number. It sounds low, but to me, when you looked at what was the December statistics 2008 from Pew Market Research for general adults being 11%, in the last 6 months has grown rapidly as well. I think that just shows that there's an early adoption going on by those influencers out there. And I know, Chuck, you know that there are a lot of great people and great growers to follow on Twitter. I follow several, and they really do make use of that particular medium.
Oh, yeah. It has grown tremendously, whether it's within the agri-marketing community, people like us, or those who are farming for a living. And, you know, we've seen stories with the Twittering farmer that we've even had on CNN Live, which I thought was fascinating back, maybe a month or so ago. And I thought it was interesting you brought up the point, though, that we as marketers try to put labels on things and put everybody into categories.
Right.
And yet we're really not thinking about how these people are looking at, and this goes for the general public as well as farmers, because frankly, I see them as being very similar in so many ways and tracking together. And yet, you know, I could be going on Facebook, and do I think that that's okay? I'm participating in a social networking site. Well, I would bet you that is the last thing on the mind of a user that's not in a position of marketing like we are, that are trying to define these things. So I think that's a fascinating where you got those, that sort of contrast in how it was answered this way, and then when it was presented this way, answered very differently.
Absolutely. And we also asked them reasons for visiting, and we were kind of curious to see what they were doing online. And so, you know, so of those that were on either Facebook, Twitter, or any of them, LinkedIn, any of them, 82% said to keep in touch with family and friends. So they're using it like consumers are. I mean,
absolutely.
To keep touch with their kids and whatnot. 63% said for fun. 37% said to communicate with like-minded people. And then there were 5 areas that had to do with their job. And it was, 35% said to find information relevant to me. 26% said for professional development. 25% said to keep in touch with professional contacts. 16% said it's part of my job. And then 16% said to make a new professional contact. And then I think another interesting thing too, and I see this with the growers that I follow, 25% said they do it to express themselves and their views. And then 12% said for political reasons. So they're wanting to be kind of the opinion leaders, and they're wanting to express their opinions on politics and issues and local community trends and things like that.
Yeah, and you know, you said it earlier, early adopters, and we know that when it comes to technology, farmers in general tend to be more early adopters than probably their counterparts in the consumer world in terms of maybe a percentage. And so when it comes to these technologies and realizing what we can do with them, especially what I've seen through some of the, especially on Twitter as a good example, farmers looking at it as a way to tell their story and try to interact with the consuming public, because they know that the better the public understands what they do and their industry, the better that's going to be for them when it comes to things like legislation and regulation that's going to have a direct impact on their business, you know?
Yeah, and one follower that I keep track of, I noticed that he's a hog producer, and he's very he is very out there in terms of making people aware that H1N1 is not the swine flu, and he's he's out there doing things like that, and he talks about commodity prices and whatnot. So. The other interesting area too is we explored blogs, and there's some good familiarity. About 49% said they were familiar with them, and of those that were familiar, 82% read blogs of others, 18% post comments to blogs, but 3% write their own blogs. So we again have some early adopters out there taking advantage of that in terms of expressing their opinion.
Yep. Well, I'd say that's great information. And because again, getting back to this whole idea of trying to label and quantify and justify this information, I would think would be valuable to anybody in agri-marketing. And I know we'll get to it, but these are just some of the key points. You have a lot more information in there that can be available if somebody does want to get a copy of the study, even.
Yeah, they can. We're making it available on our website, but we have a direct link to it. It's www.agnewmediastudy.com. Great. And they can go there and find out how they can access it.
Okay. Well, anything else that you'd like to point out that we haven't touched on from that survey?
I think that the other thing, too, that we explored that is of interest is search engine and how they're searching for information. And so I think that's a good opportunity. They and how they find out about new things on the web. So there's a real a nice section in there about, which preferred search engine are they using, types of things, how do they find out about new websites. And I think the ag media will be glad to hear that in addition to search engines and from friends and family, they're also finding out from magazines, other websites, from newspapers, from the radio, from TV programs and so forth. So I think that they're so aware of what's going on just because this is such as you said earlier, the growers and farm operators are consumers too, and they have been inundated with this information, and they want to be progressive, and so they're seeking all of this information out.
Well, I applaud Nicholson Kovac for taking the initiative to conduct a survey like this. It certainly has been needed, and I think it's great that you're willing to share that with others so that it kind of helps us all when we look at this, because the what we used to call the media mix, it's still there. It's just kind of got more components in it now today.
Exactly. It's all about, it's not that one thing replaces another. It's about choices, and there are more choices that everybody has.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Cherie Johnson with Nicholson Kovac, talking about their survey of farmers, specifically corn, large acre corn and soybean growers, and how they're engaging in social media and utilizing the internet. Great information. I thank you very much for taking time to be with me, Cherie.
Thank you, Chuck, and you have a great day, and appreciate you contacting us.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing you all at Farm Progress Show, as well as many others who are part of the AgWired community. So that's going to be our Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.